I'm going to look out when we're talking and somebody's going to be taking the couch and I'm going to be like, yes, take my couch.
Take my dirty street couch.
Have you ever gotten furniture off the side of the road?
Yeah.
I have too.
I can't remember what I got though.
Do you remember when we lived on Elm Street and I had that like teal end table that was like on the front porch?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was just like the standard wood siding, and I picked it up off the side of the road, like one of those dump days that everybody just puts shit on. And I painted it that teal color and white, and it's awesome. It's down in my basement now, so if you want it.
No, I don't have room for more shit.
Gonna go out on the curbs.
Is it really gonna go out on the curb?
I think so.
You're gonna put it back where it came from?
Yep.
Back to its home.
Go back to your home. That's the only piece of furniture that I've picked up on the side of the road.
I don't know. When I lived in Deer Track, we were always scavenging stuff.
Yeah. Do you remember? Well, you never got into Big Bang Theory.
No.
Though. There was one episode where, oh shit, where Penny gets this red chair off the side of the road or the side of the street. Side of the street. She picks it up off the street.
The curb.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And she takes it upstairs and there's like an animal in it.
What kind of animal?
Was it a rat? Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are we recording? Perfect.
Okay. Mike was quiet in there for a long time, so I kind of thought we were recording. But then I was just like, yeah, street this furniture. Is great. This is great.
Yeah. Well, we'll just, it's been a while. Sorry, folks. My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about the post-apocalyptic? I don't know. The end of the world, kind of.
Not really.
28 Days Later. Not to be confused with 28 Days, starring Sandra Bullock. Though that would have been real fun, but no.
Wait, we weren't supposed to watch that?
We weren't supposed to watch that, so maybe your notes might be a little off.
My notes are going to be way off. Did somebody take in the couch?
I keep looking outside. I need to close my curtains.
Calm down. You like Cooper and just run over there barking at the window.
All right, so 28 Days Later. Do you want me to read the cast or would you like to?
You can do the cast.
Okay. So it's directed by Danny Boyle and it stars Cillian Murphy as Jim, Naomi Harris as Selena, Christopher Eccleston as Henry West. Is that his name in it? I guess so. He plays one of the military guys, like the head guy. Megan Burns as Hannah, Brendan Gleeson as Frank, and Noah Huntley as Mark. But Mark's only in it for like
20 I wrote minutes. Them all down just because because Mark was in Your Highness, and we just watched that like 2 days ago.
He was also in Snow White and the Huntsman.
I saw that too, But Greg's like, he looks really familiar, so I looked him up and we just saw him in something else 2 days ago.
Naomi Harris is also in Ninja Assassin, which is a very bloody movie, and it's so good.
She's also Calypso.
Yeah.
And the Pirates of the Caribbean films.
She is so cool.
Which I would have never guessed that.
No.
Like with her makeup and her hair and everything. Not at all. Like I never would have put that together.
She did a really good job in that.
I think she's like a little curvier too.
I think so, too, because she's tiny in this.
Yeah, she's super thin.
Like, you see six-pack.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is the end of the world, and she's only been, drinking soda.
That's true. So, yeah. This takes place in London, or, like, the UK.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like if you haven't seen this movie by now, like, it's a... If you like scary movies and, like... virus movies. I think this one's a really
in your like top three virus films.
Outbreak.
You know what?
Top three
virus. Contagion. Outbreak.
Contagion. I never saw Contagion.
Oh, it's really?
Mm-hmm.
I think I have it. You should watch it.
Doesn't everybody die in it though?
Mostly everyone dies, yeah.
That doesn't sound Doesn't sound like a Chelsea movie.
There's a lot of horrible death right in the beginning. And then it gets not as bad.
Okay.
But wait, no, I think pretty much everyone dies.
Spoilers.
Oh, it's my birthday episode.
Oh, yeah. It is Aaron's birthday episode.
So we're recording it early, but...
like a week early.
When this airs, it will be my birthday.
To the so day.
When you listen to this on Monday night, message me and tell me happy birthday. Mom.
Mom. And Pam. Mom and Pam. All right. Would you like to do the honors then, birthday girl? And start it off?
Well, we should mention, I really liked the cinematography in it, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Because it is very, like, grainy and kind of, like, it just makes it look spookier.
They did that on purpose.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah. Well,
it's not filmed on film. It was filmed digitally so that they could, like, do stuff like that. But the cinematographer also did Slumdog Millionaire, 127 Hours. Mm. And he won an Oscar for Slumdog Millionaire. But that's kind of like all tied in because Danny Boyle did it. Mm-hmm. He also did 127 Hours, Slumdog Millionaire, and Sunshine and Trainspotting. And the composer did music on a bunch of those too. So they all kind of like overlap.
Okay.
And I wanted to tell you a fun fact.
I love fun facts.
That Robert Carlyle was supposed to be Major West. And he's in 28 Weeks Later.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He would have been too scary, I think.
I think so, too. I think Christopher Eccleston did a really good job.
Yes. He's the doctor, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't watch it, but I figured you'd be like, ooh.
And this is going to be maybe a thing, but he's my favorite doctor.
Is he really?
The Ninth Doctor.
Did this movie bother you then? That he's like this?
He's a really good actor, so I didn't mind it too much. But a lot of people don't like him as the Doctor. A lot of people are a David Tennant fan or a Matt Smith. But I'm a nine.
What's Matt Smith in?
The Crown.
The Crown. That's right.
He's going to be in the Game of Thrones prequel, too. Prequel, sequel.
Prequel, one of them. I think, is what they're doing.
Yeah. He's been in a lot of stuff, so.
Oh, and we forgot to mention that Cillian Murphy's my boyfriend. Sorry, ladies.
Oh, well. You see him naked in this.
Yeah, but it's like hospital naked, so.
He made a, he had that filmed on a closed set.
I also read that.
Mm-hmm. He didn't want anyone else snooping on his naked body, I mean, apparently. But it's on film, so I don't know why it was such a big deal.
Because if it's on film, you don't know that, like, a zillion people are looking at it. As opposed to just people milling around like, hey.
Hey, you're naked.
You're naked over there. All right.
Yeah,
so
let's get into this. So, Cillian Murphy, well, the opening scene... animal activists storm this lab where there are experiments being done on monkeys, and it's a pretty gross opening scene, I think. And then, like, the scientist guy is standing there and sees the people, like, taking the monkeys out or trying to take the monkeys out, and he's just like, hey, guys, maybe not do that. And no one listens to him. They're infected with something, and...
You know, I don't know what I would do. Like, if I was an animal rights activist and I was, like, storming a research facility to save the animals.
Yeah.
If a doctor showed up and they're like, they're infected. It's serious. Don't let them out. I don't know if I would...
Just tell them to piss off and open up the cages anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, when they open the one, like, cage thing, the... What, they're chimps?
They're chimps, yeah.
The chimp, like, rushes her, and she's kind of standing there like, I'll catch you. Like, no.
Let me help you. As it's, like, bleeding from the mouth and eyes and...
Like, no. I don't know how they thought... They're not pets. They're still, like, wild animals.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought that was weird that she just stood there. Oh, the activists, one of the activists was a Death Eater.
Yes. I looked up who the activists were, but I can't remember. And Brendan Gleeson was Mad-Eye Moody in Harry Potter, too.
I wrote that down, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyway, they let out all the animals, and the chimp just, like, bites jumps her in the neck. On the girl, bites her in the neck. And then the guy has the big, like, bolt cutters, and he's, like, whacking the chimp. You don't see that part, but you know that's, like, what's happening. You don't see that part,
and the scientist, like, grabs his chair, and he's just like, no, you have to kill her. And they're like, why? Why do we have to kill her?
That's exactly how they are.
She's now she's now infected.
Well, she gets infected real quick, and then they all get infected. Yeah. And then...
because there's, like, a 10 to 20 second infection.
Yeah, I watched... I wish I wrote the guy's name down. I'll have to, like... remember it for the next one, but he medically debunks things. So, like, with this virus, it was really cool because it was all 28 days later stuff, the one that I watched, but he also does other things.
That's cool.
Yeah, so he said that couldn't happen.
Yeah,
a virus couldn't infect you and build to, like, a contagious...
Well, however, it would have to, like, go into the bloodstream and, like, circulate, wouldn't it? Well, it wouldn't
have time. The incubation time is, like, 20 seconds for this.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't happen. He said that you could get bit and have a virus, like, poison you to have you, like, react violently. And that could happen fast. But then you would still have a long wait before you're contagious.
Okay.
You couldn't just instantly be contagious like this.
But anyway. Well, now, well, what's the point of us going on then?
The end.
The end.
Talk to you later. Bye. I just thought it was interesting. Yeah. Like, from a doctor's point of view.
That is cool.
So, yeah. And then it flashes to a blank screen 28 days later. And then Cillian Murphy is, for some reason, naked in the hospital bed.
I didn't understand that because I feel like he would at least have had a robe on.
I don't know what they put on you in the UK if you're in a coma. Like, maybe you're naked and you have a sheet.
Oh, and the sheet, like, fell off or something in a scuffle when the virus was
Well, I didn't raging. Notice this until... So he wakes up and he's all disoriented and he's got half his head shaved and he looks like a scraggly mop man. And he pulls all the IV stuff out.
Yeah.
Which I was reading, like... comments on something, he would have also had a catheter if he was in a coma.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That would have been,
yeah.
Yikes.
So anyway, he wakes up and he's super disoriented. Another thing that the doctor, like, debunked is that he was laying there for 28 days and then, or longer, you know, depending on.
Do you think he got hit by the car? Because Cillian Murphy's character, Jim, is a character. A courier, like a bicycle courier, and he gets hit.
Yeah.
And so that makes him, like, be put in the hospital or whatever. Do you think he was hit when everything was going on? Because he wakes up and he has no...
he'd had, like, head surgery.
Yeah.
Which is why half his head shaved.
Okay.
And the doctor that did the thing, I want to say he's, like, Dr. Hope or something like that. I'm going to have to look it up. He said that scar is like what a scar would be like if you had a brain bleed.
Oh.
And they'd have to, like, cut your skull to take pressure off of your brain. But yeah, so he wakes up. He's all disoriented. I wondered, like, how he made it that long. And I never noticed this in all the freaking times I've watched this movie, that he picks up a key. He can't get out of his hospital room, and he picks up a key that's been dropped on the ground.
Yeah.
So he was locked in there, and that's why he was still alive.
I wonder who locked him in there.
I don't know. Maybe his parents?
Maybe his parents.
Yeah.
Womp womp. Because I know, well, in The Walking Dead, like, he had, like a gurney or something in front of the door, so no one could get to him.
Yeah. Just by chance.
Yeah.
Which the opening is a lot like
it,
Walking Dead.
Yes.
But this came out before Walking Dead.
Even before the comics?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Because this came out in the summer of 2003.
The comics, I think, came out in the 2000s, but I don't know when. So who knows?
But yeah, the around point, the same time. And there's something, which I didn't write down. There's a older film that both of them are kind of based on. Like somebody wakes up and they're disoriented, and then there's this whole like apocalyptic thing. Yeah.
That's cool.
So he wakes up, throws on some scrubs.
Walks outside to nothing.
Which, I remember the first time I saw that, thinking how like intense of a scene that was.
It would be traumatic.
Because he is walking down like...
The main streets in London.
Yeah, he walks past like Big Ben. Yeah. And like there's not a person to be seen. Which actually... I read that there are spots where, like, there's cars
you
visible.
You can see cars in some scenes, but
I kind of looked, but it's one of those things where I get so into it that I wouldn't notice. Yeah.
Well, and they had to film those shots, too, at, like, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, like, right during sunrise to shut the streets down so that it didn't interrupt traffic.
When they shut down, like, the main highway. I don't know what it's called. Did you write that down?
No.
Oh. They shut down like some major like freeways, and they did the same thing. They did it super early Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Like when they're driving up to Manchester.
Yeah.
And I guess at some point in that scene you can see like flickering lights, and they're the police cars. Like the police blockade.
It makes me want to go back and like watch it to see if you look can for see it stuff. All. Yeah.
Yeah, so Jim is wandering around town in his scrubs. He's got his bag full of soda and some cash he picked up off the street.
Because you need cash, but he doesn't know that.
He has no idea what's going on. He has no idea. I would probably think I was dead.
Yeah. I would think...
And I was in some kind of, like, purgatory.
Yeah. And then he, like, walks up to, like, the center of town. I don't know if it's the center of town, but it's, like, a news bulletin board. Mm-hmm. And it's just covered with missing people.
Yeah. Covered. And they, in that scene, Danny Boyle was a little bit concerned because that there's similar footage of New York after the trade.
So we'll get to that, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that scene was filmed before that happened. Yeah. So.
Well, I'll just say it now. Like, later on, there's a couple, like, calming scenes where, like, the group, because Jim, like, meets up with a few people.
Yeah.
The group's, like, having a picnic and everything's, like, hunky-dory and stuff. And that was when that was on 9/11. And he said it was super difficult to film those scenes.
Oh, like, yeah.
Knowing that had happened.
I read something like that, too. I wasn't sure if it was that scene or when he meets up with Frank and Hannah. And they're, like, having drinks.
I want to say it was the picnic scene, but it might have been
that I wasn't one. Sure, because I just briefly, like, skimmed that. So, sorry, I just burped really loud. I tried to hide whatever. It. Happy birthday.
Let me just gulp some LaCroix here.
So, he's wandering around empty streets. It's totally spooky. The first time I saw it,
I would have a panic attack. I would just lay in the street and
cry.
I would not survive the apocalypse.
I'd sit down and have a good cry. he wanders into a church, I would imagine, looking for people, and he finds people.
He does find people.
This was something I didn't think about it until the cafe later on. Mm-hmm. Well, you're either, with the rage virus, you're either bitten and, like, beating everyone to death, trying to kill everyone.
Yeah.
Or you starve. Mm-hmm. So did all these people in the church kill themselves?
I thought they all were starving to death. Because, well, I don't know, though.
Because so Jim comes in, he's, like, yelling, hello, hello.
Ah, poor Jim.
Yeah, has no clue what's going on. He goes up in kind of, like, the balcony of the church and looks down, yelling hello. And a couple...
Two of the infected.
Yeah, they, like, pop up out of the crowd.
Yeah.
But there's the whole church is full. So I kind of think it was like
a mass.
Yeah. Maybe.
Icky.
Because at the cafe, it's the same thing. People just died eating, sitting at the tables eating their food. How did that happen?
Yuck.
Without actually being like murdered or turning into
the infected. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Questions that will may never be answered.
So the first one that he runs into is the priest of the church. And he's just like shocked by it.
He's shocked, but he, I mean, his fight reflexes kick in when the guy like lunges at him.
He runs for it. Yeah. I mean,
he's like, oh, shouldn't have done that. And he like runs outside after he
doesn't
bashes.
Doesn't he take his bag of pop cans and bashes the priest? Does. I shouldn't have done that.
And the priest, like, the priest falls in one of the pews and like looks up at him and his face is all like messed up and everything. And Cillian Murphy's just like, oh, shouldn't have done that. And he like runs out.
But I mean, but, I would feel the same way. Yeah. If I smacked a priest with a bag of pop cans. I don't know if you looked how far you looked into it, but the priest worked on the choreography for the 2012 Olympics.
What?
Yeah.
This, I feel like this one is just going to be riddled. It's going to be a little bit of the movie, and then it's just going to be riddled with all of the shit we found out about it. Because there's a lot.
So he runs out of the church, running, he's being chased, and then he runs into Selena and Mark.
To save the day.
They save the day. So I thought it was a little extreme that they had to blow up a gas station.
I thought that too. But whatever. Maybe it was to cause a distraction.
Yeah, that's true. So they come in, save the day.
So going back to that too, I really love the introduction of those two because you see Jim running and he's being chased by the infected and you just see like the top flames like going underneath, like right underneath the camera.
Yeah.
And then you see him being hit. And
it's like the
cinematography is wonderful.
They're getting
wonderful.
Thrown from like camera angle.
Yeah. I love it.
Which, yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they throw
Molotov cocktails
at the infected. Mm-hmm. I want to say zombies.
But they're not zombies.
They're not zombies. They're not infected.
Zombies.
So they set them on fire, and then Mark gets the great idea that he's going to blow up the gas station. Why not?
Why not?
So they blow up the gas station, then they run, what, down into, like, the subway?
It's a like subway, and then they're in, like, type. A shop in yeah. the subway.
So, you know, the shops that have, like, the big, like, gates that come down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're like relatively safe
in there. Like
a gift
shop or something. Yeah.
Did you notice that I think some of the pop or like soda cases had lights on in them.
Yeah.
Like when Mark sits down.
It's like a dull light. Like it's
yeah,
not
but there's
full
not
on.
Power anywhere.
A magic gift shop generator.
Magic. I'll go with that. That's cool.
Cinema magic.
So Jim obviously has no fucking clue what's going on. They try to explain, like, everyone's dead, sorry.
And Jim,
your whole family's dead. But
panic
he,
attack.
I mean, he does. I would want to know, too.
Mark throws him a box of Maltesers, which I didn't know what they were until I watched the Carpool Karaoke with Ed Sheeran, and I can't remember.
I mean, it's some kind of candy.
It's like a malted milk ball.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran can fit 55 of them in his mouth.
Shut up. It looked big.
Yeah. They just look like malted milk balls.
Oh, okay.
But he can fit 55 of them in his mouth, and he does it in the Carpool Karaoke. He, like, fits them all in his mouth.
Now I want
to try. It's so good. Anyway, okay.
So they end up, I think they stay the night there. Mm-hmm. Then they walk to Jim's in the morning.
Because it's safer to travel during the day, because for some reason the infected, they're like night owls.
Well,
they're nocturnal.
No, it's just easier to see them and run away from them. You're not going to get startled by a bunch of them.
Oh, I like to think that they're more active at night. And that's
what's
why.
The one, the I Am Legend. It's not I Am Legend.
Oh, yeah. I only watched I Am Legend once, and that was enough for me.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I can't.
One and done with that one.
It's so... Ugh.
Did you ever see The Last Man on Earth or whatever, the Vincent Price movie?
No.
It's basically I Am Legend, but it's olden times.
That's... No.
It's black and white. Anyway.
I don't want to be the only person on Earth.
Sometimes I do.
Maybe some days, but... No.
But then who would make my LaCroix?
Who would make my delicious beach plum LaCroix?
Oh, stupid today. I kind of have giggles. So they find Jim's parents, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Oh, on the walk there, they're walking down like the train tracks.
Yeah.
Since we're not from there, I would have never noticed this. But there's a lot of discrepancies in like distance.
And, oh, like, yeah.
Directions that they're traveling to where they're actually trying to go, because they say where they're trying to go like a bunch of different times.
Mm-hmm.
But then where it's filmed, it's actually not correct. But like I would ever freaking know. Like
we would know, you know.
They find his parents, and this is freaking sad.
Yeah, Jim walks into his house, and as soon as he starts walking up the stairs, like Selena and Mark kind of wait outside a little bit. And tell him, like, if anything is hinky in there, like, leave. Like,
mm-hmm.
So Jim walks up the stairs, and you know it smells in there.
Yeah, he covers his face.
He covers his face, and he goes into his parents' bedroom, and his parents are laying there in their bed, and they have been dead for weeks, I'm guessing. Well, at least 28 days, but, like...
A while.
A while, and they took medication and drank a ton.
Yeah.
And then they left Jim a note, and Jim reads it, and it's just like, whatever you do, don't wake up. Or like, we're with you now, don't wake up.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that, because it's something like, we left you sleeping.
Yeah. It's just heartbreaking.
Yeah. Like,
we left you sleeping.
Don't wake up. Or we left you sleeping, now we're sleeping with you, don't wake up. Something like that. And it's real sad. And it's a picture of him as a little boy, and his mom is like holding it. Are you going to cry? Did I just make you cry?
No.
By telling you about a movie that you just watched yesterday?
Nope, it's fine.
That part doesn't upset me as much as a different part.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's because I didn't know Jim's parents. Maybe they're very nice.
They probably were.
I mean, they seemed cool from like his flashback memory.
From his... I don't know if that's like trauma-induced memories that night.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So they decide to stay there for the night. They all sleep in the same room. Jim kind of has like a little sleepwalking type thing.
He's up. Like, he's awake and is knows what's going on, but like he reaches in the fridge and pulls out like orange juice, and then you show like it's a scene of him and his parents, or like his parents are at the kitchen counter,
and it's daytime, daylight, and his mom just got back from the grocery store,
and they're like chit chatting with him, and
yeah, and he had lit a candle.
Mm.
Bad idea lighting that candle, because the neighbors decide to stop by, and they're both
and they're not as friendly as normal.
No, they're both infected. And then, yeah. Do you want to say what happens next?
Yeah, so the neighbors attack them. Selena and Mark, like, kick the shit out of the neighbors and whatever. And
they basically say, because this is so new to Jim. He has no idea.
Jim has no idea. Yeah. And Selena kicks the neighbors off of Jim. She's like, are you bitten? Did you get blood on you? Anything? And Jim's like, no. Like, I mean, there's blood on him and stuff, but it's
Did
not.
Did you notice, too, through this whole thing, no one is wearing, like, any kind of face mask or goggles or anything?
Nothing. Like, you would think.
She knows that if you get blood in your eyes or
mouth. Those N95 masks would come in very handy.
I mean, this was
even
before
a cloth mask, like something.
She does,
bandana
at some points, I think, wear a bandana.
She does have a bandana.
Yeah.
And I think they do, like, when they did the gas station explosion, they had masks on, but like they didn't have time.
I suppose it was middle of the night emergency type thing.
And so Mark is standing in the corner like brushing blood off of a cut.
Ugh.
And Selena is just like, Mark. And Mark's just like, no, Like, I'm not infected. And Selena was just like, oh, doesn't matter.
She
kills him with a machete.
And it's brutal.
It's brutal.
There's blood flying everywhere.
She first, like, hacks off his arm.
Well, he puts up his arm kind of in defense.
And she's like, nope, fuck it. And just ape shit. And they had been, like, traveling together for a few weeks, you know.
Well, maybe. You don't know.
You don't know, but.
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe. It was rough.
But yeah, she just hacks him up with a machete.
And Selena tells Jim, like, if that were you, I would do that in a heartbeat.
She says that the next day when they're, like, traveling.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because that night he was like, how do you know? Or no, that was still the next day. They're, like, on the move.
Yeah.
Jim. She's like, we can't stay here. She starts gathering up stuff. Yeah. He actually gets dressed.
And Jim asked Selena, like, how did you know he was infected? And Selena was just like, you could tell that he knew he was infected.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Which really, well, I mean, what if Glass cut him? What if he...
But even...
I know,
if Glass cut him and he got any of the infected blood in him, like, he would have been infected. Which you find out earlier how like, you never really know how Selena, like, got into this position or whatever. Yeah. But Mark was looking to leave the UK, was going to pay off a pilot or something, and everybody else had the same idea.
Yeah, he tells... Because when Jim is obviously upset that his parents are dead, and they're like, you have it so lucky compared to how everyone else did. And then Mark tells his story that him and his dad and sister, they get a bunch of money. They're like, okay, we're just going to buy our way out of here. Well, everyone else had that idea too.
Mm-hmm.
So one person in the crowd's infected and it just turns into a giant shit show.
Yeah.
And his family's gone.
Like crushed to death or whatever.
His dad, he does see his dad turned.
Okay.
Because he talks about seeing his dad and his dad not being him anymore.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I mean, you heard his backstory. I don't think you ever hear Selena's.
You don't, but I think you do in the comics because there are comics.
Well, plus between 28 days and 28 weeks, there's graphic novels that maybe tell some of the backstory too.
Yeah.
But so they're on the move again. That's when Selena's like, I don't care. Like, I'll kill anybody. Which, I mean, she's a hard ass.
She's a survivor.
Yeah. Well, then they're wandering along and they see flashing Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. They decide to check it out. The Christmas lights are on, I don't know,
like the 40th floor or something insane. It's an exaggeration, but
apartment complex, and like halfway up, they see flashing lights. So they're like, okay, we'll check it out. Well, they get there and there's tons of shopping carts blocking the way, which is smart, you know?
Yeah.
And they start walking up the steps. At this point, Jim is dying from a migraine.
Which, you totally would be if you're living off, like, sugar and...
Yeah, which Selena, like, explains to him.
Yeah.
And I like how she says sugar. Mm-hmm. So she's, like, trying to set him up with some aspirin. And I wonder why the hell they don't have any bottled water. Like, is all the bottled
it's
water
all
gone?
Soda.
That's all they drink. And she offers him a Pepsi and, like, something else. And then he's like, oh, do you have another one? And they're all, like, foreign
And
colas.
She's just like, oh, yeah, maybe. And she, like, digs through her satchel.
I want to try that.
All of the foreign stuff?
Just, yeah. I mean, I want soda from a different country with, like, a cool name.
Yeah. I can't... It sounds almost like an orange Fanta, but, like, not... It's like, do you have any orange whatever?
Yeah. So, at that point... They
Fanta.
Look,
who the fuck Fanta. Fanta anymore.
Faygo. I'm Faygo. Pretty sure it was Faygo. They still make Fanta.
They do, but I haven't seen, like, we haven't drank it. Anytime I go anyplace, nobody drinks
Fanta. Well,
they're
Fanta. Not going to, like, serve it. You're not going to roll through McDonald's and, like, can I have an orange Fanta, please? Do you have grape by any chance?
That'd be awesome.
Well, they're sitting in the stairway. She's trying to hook him up with some painkillers, and they look down, like, all the flights of stairs, and they see the pile of shopping carts, and they hear the infected coming. So then they're running, which is terrifying. And what I really like about the soundtrack to this whenever something like really scary is happening, the music that goes along with it is so good.
Yeah.
Like, it gets so intense and like scary that... Are you thinking about the tunnel?
Yeah, I thought I had notes to that. Notes. I thought I had notes to that. I don't, though. Never mind.
So they get... I don't know where they even get to. They're running to the lights.
And, like, Jim is like, Selena, wait for me. And she's just like, you better move your ass.
She's hauling ass.
I am not waiting.
Selena. He's, like, freaking out that he's getting left behind, which I would be, too.
I would be, too.
But what is she supposed to do? Wait with him? Anyway, so they get...
High knees.
They move it. They get to Frank, who's in, like, full riot gear.
He is, too. And I love him. I love Frank.
Brendan Gleeson.
Mm-hmm.
So... I mean, you don't know that he's this, like, warm teddy bear looking guy. You just see this guy, and he gives him directions, like, down the hall, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So then he's fighting off the infected. They go running. The music is still super intense. They're pounding on the door, and Hannah opens it, and she's young.
Hannah is Frank's daughter.
She's, like, 15.
She's 15, maybe. Yeah.
So... they're like pounding on the door, and she's like, where's my dad? I'm not opening it.
And Selena's just like, fucking let me in. And Hannah is super calm, and she's like, where's dad?
Yeah. Which makes total sense. She's not opening the door for two strangers, especially during this. She doesn't know. So then Frank gets in the apartment and like takes off all his stuff, and he's just this super warm, friendly guy.
Love that actor so much anyway.
Yeah.
He's great in everything. And he was in Gangs of New York, and he played my favorite character in Gangs of New York, too. He plays Monk. I love him.
I don't know how to say the name of this movie that he was in that I really liked. Bruges, in Bruges. It's Bruges. And I would recommend it.
Okay.
It's good. It's got him and I want to say it's Colin Farrell's in it.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's kind of like an action comedy thing.
Okay. I'll have to check it out because, yeah.
So they get in there. It's really kind of awkward. Served cream de menthe in little tiny cute glasses.
It is super awkward, but they haven't seen a lot.
They haven't seen other people.
Well,
in so
like
long.
A week, I think is what Frank says. Like he, or maybe that's Selena. Selena might have.
Selena says that Jim's the first living person she's seen in like a week.
Okay. But Frank and Hannah are just like up in their apartment. It's been forever. Frank like serves the creme de menthe or whatever it is.
Yeah. It's just
he's
like
so cute.
Liqueur. It's like not good.
But yeah, Hannah, I think, like, runs the show because Frank was like, ah, where are the nice glasses? And she's just, like, top cupboard. Like, yeah. She, like, knows where everything is.
So that was really cute. And then I thought it was cute, too. So this is a little thing I wanted to point out. So Jim is shaving with no water because at this point, like, half his head is, like, short
still.
Hair. The other hair is shaggy.
Yeah.
And he's got a beard because he's been in the hospital all this time.
Mm-hmm.
So he's shaving. So in this scene, he's got this like shitty dry shaved beard that's all cut up. And the next morning, did
it's
you
like
notice
perfect
baby skin, no cuts on it? I'm like,
mm-hmm. Perfectly shaved.
Yes, perfectly cut hair.
The Greg special.
Yeah, well, when Greg cut his hair.
Well,
now he's a hippie.
Yeah.
So then I thought it was kind of awkward too because Frank is like, oh, well, you guys can take this bedroom. Are you? And he's like, by candlelight, asking if they're together. Like, oh.
And Jim's like, no, I'll sleep in the living room. It's fine.
Yeah. And then that's Selena and Jim have the conversation. And Selena's like,
oh,
I don't
yeah.
care. Like, we're leaving them. They're just going to drag us down. Yeah. Well, Hannah hears it all.
Yeah.
I think Frank does, too.
Frank does, too. And so the next day... Frank takes Jim up to the roof and they have just buckets.
Yeah, like hundreds
out,
of buckets.
Trying to collect rainwater. Frank has like a sheet out, like a plastic sheet, trying to collect rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, something to the effect like, can you imagine like being in London and needing rain so bad?
Yeah.
And it made me wonder like why it hasn't rained.
Well, I mean, it's just their luck, you know?
Yeah, I guess. Well, it rains a few days from then.
Well, yeah, a lot. So, Frank also plays the thing on the radio.
Yeah.
It's just something that at like a blockade has been repeating, the answer to infection is here.
And all of these movies, what these movies have taught me is don't ever go to where the radio tells you to go.
No, it never works.
It never works out. Disaster.
It's always overrun.
It's like Terminus or something. Like
they're going to eat you there.
They're going to eat me. God. Or worse.
Or worse.
Ugh.
So they decide that they're going to roll out. And Hannah's like, you need us too, bitches.
Yeah, because they all heard everything. And Frank says that too. Frank is just like, well, like, I heard you.
Well, you know, they are. He makes a good point. Like, he wants to leave with Hannah. But if something happens to him, then Hannah's all alone. Like, they need...
Poor Hannah. Yeah.
So, they load up the car. It's kind of, like, fun. Kind of like, it's a road trip time.
Like, lighthearted.
They decide to go through a tunnel. Jim is not a fan of going through the tunnel at all.
Jim makes it very clear that he says it's a bad idea.
Oh, he says it's a really fucking bad idea.
It's a really fucking bad idea.
I don't think we ever pointed out either that if you don't know who Cillian Murphy is... He is Thomas Shelby in Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders. He also plays Scarecrow in the Christian Bale Batman.
Yeah, but I think...
Really good.
If anyone is going to... I think Peaky Blinders is what he's like known
Sunshine.
For. Sunshine. Mm-hmm. Which I... Even though it's a little more on the sci-fi side, I want to do that one at some point.
That would be cool.
Because it is also scary. Ugh. It also is apocalyptic. It's also Danny Boyle.
We could just do Killian a Danny Murphy. Boyle.
We could.
We did a Josh Harnett section. We could do Danny Boyle. I mean, not like that.
Okay, so they get in the tunnel. Frank, like, just guns it and drives over the top of all these cars.
Ridiculous.
Like, he's in a fucking monster truck. Like, that's all I could think is he's just crushing all these cars. Well, once he gets to the other side of the mountain of cars, they get
a flat tire. Luckily, Hannah knows what she's doing.
Oh, yeah. She's on top of it. So they don't fuck around with a jack. They just lift up the back of the car.
And Jim is like out on top of the cars like, oh, something's coming.
Yeah. So Hannah gets under the car and rats.
Blech.
And then the music starts like picking up like, oh, something bad is going to happen. And that's
Of course this was going to happen.
Greg said... That it was still like you still got that feeling, even though you knew what was going to happen, that you get the same feeling again, like, oh my God, oh my, like panicky because music. And then you see the light
and
the
they run of
the tunnel,
too, like they're runners.
And yep, the infected are coming. So they're all screaming at Hannah because she's changing the tire, which amazing. They're holding up the car. So they like just barely get back in the car before it's overrun with infected.
Yeah. It's a good scene.
Then, 2 seconds later, they drive past a grocery store and, like, go for a free-for-all.
It's such a wholesome scene.
Yes.
Them steal, well, whatever. It doesn't matter if they're loitering or stealing or whatever because.
Loitering?
Looting. Oh, looting.
They're not just milling around
outside
of it.
They're just milling around outside of it. Fuck.
Selling weed.
Selling weed. Hey, I have fake IDs. Do you guys need one?
No, they go in the store and they load up their carts. I thought it was real cute that Frank leaves his credit card. Like, thanks, guys.
And he's like loading up too on like super expensive whiskey.
Oh, yeah. Because Jim is taking a bottle and Frank's like, no, you can't just take anything. And then he like picks up some scotch or whiskey or something that's in a box, which usually means it's a little bit nicer.
And he like goes on like, oh, a little heavier note. And just it burns as it goes down. So that's a good sign.
No, that's never a good sign.
I don't know. He says something like he goes into a big description about the
heat,
whiskey,
but not
the
a
heat.
Burn.
Okay.
Anyway, so they take all the booze, and that's kind of like homage to the grocery store scene or the shopping scene in Dawn of the Dead.
I can say homage because that is also correct. And since this film is based in the UK, it makes even more sense for me to say homage.
I thought homage is what people say here and no. They say homage there, and then French is homage.
It's, you got it all screwed up.
You're all screwed up.
I do like it too when Frank like looks at all of the apples and there's the one section, because everything's rotten because it's been like weeks or whatever. And the one section of like brand new apples, he's like, ah, bingo.
Like, they're irradiated.
They're irradiated.
That's why. So then they stop at the gas station. Jim kills that little boy.
This is his first kill.
Yeah. Because he just wants to go in and poke around. I'm sure he's probably just bored from sitting in the car.
And Selena warns him. She's just like, we have all of the food. Why are you going in there? And Jim's because just like,
it's the last burgers for 60 miles is what the sign says. And that's why Jim goes in.
He's like, I want a burger.
To be dumb.
Yeah.
Well, he has to kill a kid. Which the kid actually says something too, which you never hear any of them. You never hear
what
any
of them. What does he say?
He says, I hate you.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's kind of like whispered.
Now I have to rewatch it.
Yeah. After that, Jim kills the kid. They have a picnic and they see the wild horses and everything looks like it's going to go good. Selena kisses Jim on the cheek, which I thought was cute.
I thought it was really cute and very random. Because it's just kind of like out of nowhere. Like they're talking and Jim is very optimistic about what the world is going to look like. Selena is not.
Yeah.
She's just like, I'm just wanting to survive. And this is as good as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim's just like, nah, I don't believe you.
And then that night, it's I said Valium for everyone.
Valium. You get some Valium. You get some Valium. Except Frank. Because
Frank's staying up.
Yeah.
And then that's when you find out what Selena did before this.
She was a chemist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess a chemist in the UK is like you're a pharmacist. Like you work in a pharmacy. Okay. That's why she's got the big bag of pills.
Yeah, because Hannah cannot sleep because they're out in the open. Like, I don't know if I
would. It is kind of weird. I wouldn't have been able to sleep there either.
Jim and Hannah both can't sleep. So Frank allows Selena to give her like half of a Valium.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice.
And then that night, Jim has a nightmare that he was left behind. And this part is real sad to me. So he's having a nightmare that he was left behind. Frank sees him kind of like stirring in his sleep. I talk with my hands. That's why I'm doing
this
now.
That's okay.
Yeah. I just noticed you watching me like wave
my
hands.
We're
around.
Not YouTube. So
that's good.
We could be sitting here naked. We're not.
Woo!
But we could be.
So Frank sees Jim kind of like not sleeping well, kind of like talking in his sleep a little bit. So Jim Frank shakes him and kind of snaps him out of it. And Jim says, thanks, Dad, like without knowing that he's talking to Frank. And then Frank, it's just like, wholesome. Are you going to cry?
God.
If I make you cry.
It's so.
I know. It's so sad.
Anywho.
So then this is the big scene where they're like driving down this like 10 lane freeway.
Yeah. Because the barricade, like the military barricade is in Manchester or like.
It's north of Manchester. North of Manchester. This is one of the like mileage things that doesn't work out. Plus, when the recording is going, they say miles. Not kilometers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good catch.
So that's kind of like a
thing.
But yeah, so Manchester is completely on fire and like the music is super
spooky. Well, and there's no one to put it out. So it's just going to like burn the whole town down.
Which I think Selena says.
Mm-hmm.
There's no like fire brigade. So.
Yeah.
So then they get to the barricade. Frank is like super. You can just, do you need to get a tissue? Do you want to plug your ears, set this one out?
Earmuffs.
Yep. They get to the barricade.
There's no one there.
No one's there. There's still cars. People had left their food, like, on tables. Like, it looked like it was abandoned really quickly. Jim and Selena are like, okay, we got to go. We got
to
go.
Like, we need to leave.
Frank is not accepting it.
He's having a bad day.
Super upset about it.
Well, because this was his shot. Yeah.
And he hadn't left, so he didn't know like what else to do, where to go.
Yeah.
So he gets really upset. Up on one of the walkways, there's a dead body and a crow's picking at it. He's mad. He starts yelling at the crow to leave the body alone.
Yeah, because the body's like hanging above
him. Yeah, it's kind of like hanging dead body. Well, he gets underneath it and one drop of blood gets in Frank's eye.
Eye protection, man.
And he blinks and he knows immediately.
He knows. Like, he's not stupid.
So maybe I'll cry.
I'll go on. I'll start talking more.
Okay.
So Frank, Hannah comes over and Hannah's just like, "Dad, like, what's up?" And he's just like, "Stay away from me. Just get away from me."
First he says he loves her.
Yeah.
Yeah. He tells Hannah that he loves her very much and to stay away from him.
Yeah. And she doesn't know what's going on. And so all of a sudden, like, Selena comes over. And Selena's just like, no, he's infected. Because he starts doing, like, the arm twitch and, like, getting more and more violent.
And he grabs Hannah and, like, pushes her away from him. And Selena grabs Hannah, tells Jim,
like, you have to kill him.
You have to do it. He's infected. Well, Jim gets up close to him. And at that point, somebody just pops up and just shoots him, like, a million times.
Yeah.
Because the military had been there just kind of waiting at the gate, hiding.
There were a few of the military guys there. And so Jim, like, kind of goes over to the body and everybody, and the military comes down and they're like, no, step away from the body. Like, leave him here. Like,
yeah,
we're going.
So they get picked up. I noticed, and I still remember this from the first time I watched it, I knew something was fishy so they're loaded in the army truck.
Two female, one male.
Yeah. I repeat,
what would it matter?
Two female, one male.
Right.
Like, why is that important to you? Unless you're all a bunch of dirty fucking rapists.
Not all of them are. There is one.
Cookie, the cook?
Farrell.
And Farrell.
The cook and Farrell. Yeah. But anyway,
they don't seem like they're the bad guys in this at all.
No.
So, yeah, they get through the gate. Jim gets a tour, kind of gets the layout of the place.
Which is
important.
And very important.
It's very important for later on. Jim has been top to bottom in this mansion that they're staying in.
Christopher Eccleston gives him a very good tour.
It's very thorough.
Yes.
Shows him where one of their infected...
Well,
I think they're trying to see how long it takes him to starve to death.
No, like, why is... Why are they just giving Jim the tour? Because he's a guy and the ladies have to, like, get showered and stuff.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. So when they get there, it's this mansion and they put all these landmines around it, booby traps. The walls are really high, so it's really secure for them to stay in. But it's just a handful of military guys. There's nobody else.
Yeah, I think there are like five to seven. I can't remember.
I can't remember either, but they're all sitting around the table. It seemed like there's a lot.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
In between 5 and 10.
So Jim gets a tour. There's hot water, all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's great. I keep forgetting his name. Major West shows him one of their, I don't know. What are they called? Other military guys.
The other military guy
that had been, in fact, I was going to say teammate.
one of the other teammates of.
Anyway, he gets infected and they have him chained up in this little courtyard. Mm-hmm. And which is important later on. Then they have rotten eggs for dinner, which I felt really bad for that poor cook.
I felt so bad for that cook because he tries so hard.
He wants to make something special for, like...
For the ladies,
not so much Jim.
No.
The eggs end up being rotten.
But, like, they had, like, Jim and company had a ton of food in the vehicle.
Well, you see them, too.
Like, going through the bags window. And stuff.
I think it's Jim that sees it. It's all the guys, like, fucking with their shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Like driving the car vehicle in a circle.
And like kind of fighting with the food and stuff. And like, it just, it looks like it's going to go south.
Yeah.
Well, then, so that night after dinner, and I mean, Hannah's a mess.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
She straight up tells the military guys, like, no, like, I want to bury my dad. Like, my dad was one of those people that you guys are talking about. Mm-hmm. She, like, does not tolerate the BS.
No. So that night after dinner, a bunch of the infected storm the place. Yeah. The army guys go, not army, military guys, go shoot him up. A bunch of them get, like, blown up with landmines.
Yeah,
it's pretty gross.
It's gross.
Danny Boyle's in one of those scenes.
What?
As one of the infected.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
So he did, like, a little uncredited bit in it. That's when...
Ooh. Is that when West tells Jim, like, the purpose?
Yes.
Or was that on the tour?
Well, okay. No, they kind of get into it because Selena, that's when Selena wants to keep her machete, I think.
Yeah, because all and of like
we have you taken care of, and Jim doesn't really step in. Obviously, he's not going to like fight all these guys.
No.
And then Farrell kind of gets in on it and protects them. He, yeah. Like, protects Jim from getting his ass beat, essentially.
Yeah, and Farrell's just like, no, like, we might be getting some of the bits.
No.
We're not? Do you have it all laid out in your notes?
Perfect. Kind of, because, yeah, that's how it happens. So, okay. That's when West takes Jim aside for a drink and tells him that he promised his men a future, and there's no future for how 8 guys or whatever with no women.
Yeah, he goes into detail about how a few days ago, like, one of his men was gonna kill himself.
Yeah.
And West was like, no, like, we'll get you women.
Which,
like,
I know a lot of single guys, and I'm pretty sure they're happy with no women in their life.
No kidding. Like,
the single guys I know are like, thank God I'm single.
No shit.
So he says he promises them women. Well, Jim immediately is like, girls, we're the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we need to go now.
So he tries to run with the girls, and then he gets the butt of a rifle in his face.
Yeah. Him and Farrell end up like down.
I have a feeling Farrell was before, because Farrell hit the guy protecting Jim.
Yeah.
And I think that was like the end of the line for him. So when he wakes up, he's chained to a radiator, and then that's when Farrell's going on saying, what if it's just the UK? Like, there's no way that this could have spread off of this island.
Yeah.
Like, which makes total sense, because it happens so fast. It's not like it could be on a plane.
And, like, if it was on a plane, the plane would have went down.
Yeah.
Like.
Like, yeah, it would have wiped out a whole airport, but how?
Why? Because there's only a 10 to 20 second.
Exactly.
Incubation period.
If the incubation period was like 2 days or 3 days.
But I would have spread. I don't know how easily it would have gotten to the United States, because like it for unless, sure would have spread over Europe and through Asia and stuff like that and down through Africa. But unless there's a boat that got infected and like,
then it like crash landed. I'm pretty sure that's in a movie too.
I for sure. Yeah. if so not, there should be.
Farrell is talking about how that's mm-hmm. a thing. Like, how could it have spread when it happened so fast? So then that's...
Well, yeah, because, like, there's no news or anything. All of the towers are down.
Yeah.
Like, the UK and stuff could have just been, like, cut off.
So then Farrell and Jim get marched out to this dead body pile to be more dead bodies in the pile.
Yeah, and it's Jones, the cook.
Yeah.
Who I don't think is that bad of a guy. He's just an innocent bystander.
Yeah.
Maybe not innocent, but he's just there. And then the mega asshole guy.
I didn't even write his name down because I hated him so much.
So the asshole military guy, like
the asshole military guy.
The asshole military guy puts a knife on the end of his rifle to make it like a bayonet. And he's just going to like stab Farrell and Jim. And Jones is like, why are you doing that? Like, why not just shoot him?
Yeah. So then Farrell and asshole. We really should have wrote his name down.
Sorry.
Asshole. He is going to stab Farrell and probably Jim.
Yeah.
Well, then Jones shoots Farrell. Well, that gives... Are you sure? You were just looking down weird.
I am. I'm almost positive because...
I'll just say the cook.
Yeah.
The cook. They do say his name, though.
It is. It's Jones. Side note on him, he was in a film called Rare Beasts with Billy Piper, who was the first... Or who was the ninth Doctor's companion.
Okay.
That took a lot more effort to say than what I meant to. But I thought that was fun.
So they get into it. The cook and Major Asshole.
Major Asshole.
They get into it. And that gives Jim like just enough time to duck out.
Yeah. And he doesn't even like, he dives in the dead bodies.
Which is smart because not going to be able to run. They're going to find him right away. So then they're like, oh, shit, where the fuck did he go? They start looking for him and assume that he ran.
Yeah.
They go down the trail a little bit. Well, then he jumps the wall out of the whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a big stone wall with barbed wire at the top of it.
With razor wire.
Well, it's around like the big giant estate.
Yeah.
So at this point, he's like fucking over it.
He has no shirt on. He's all bloody.
It's raining.
His hands are tied behind his back or like in front of him.
Yeah.
And he's like fucking raging, but not actually.
When he falls, like he's running and he trips and he rolls over and looks up at the sky and he sees a plane flying over.
Do you think he imagined the plane?
No.
Or do you think he like really saw a plane? I think
he really saw it.
Okay. I wanted your input on that because
that's made him like
hopeful.
Yeah, that made him hopeful. And I think that like powered his revenge.
Fueled his hate fire.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. So then it goes back to the castle or whatever. And these guys are harassing the shit out of Hannah and Selena.
Yeah, they
want him to put on these like fancy dresses.
Yeah.
And Selena, I mean, quick thinking though, not in one aspect, because she just grabs one of the guys and kisses them and says, if you want us to look nice, give us our privacy so that we can get prettied up. Like, we don't need you in here watching us.
Yeah.
Well, when she says that, she grabs the one guy that has a big wad of dip in his mouth and kisses him. And I'm like, him? Why did you pick him? That's going to be so icky.
He is in...
Was he in charge?
No, but... Frick. He's in, like Hallmark princess movies.
Shut up.
For real. Like, I looked up that actor... And he's in three Hallmark princess movies where he plays a prince.
Well, he is not a prince in this.
He's not a prince.
He's a dirty rapist jackass.
Yeah, he is a jerk.
So anyways, she, as soon as they leave, she's immediately gives Hannah a bunch of drugs, which was both good and bad.
I think it was good. I think it made her not care for sure. Because Hannah is a child, first of all. She's a child.
Yeah.
And so Selena is like, no, like, take these pills. And Hannah's just like, I don't want to take them. Like, no, what are they going to do?
She doesn't even ask that. She asks if it's to kill her.
Oh.
And I'm like, damn.
Well.
That's maybe an option in one of these situations. If you were
in a situation like this... Would you do the wine and drug thing or would you like battle it out?
I don't know because I don't know how I would react.
I feel like I would...
probably wouldn't eat for a long time and all my hair would fall out. Like most stressful situations in my life.
Yes. I think I think I would try to battle it out.
I was talking to Mike about this. I wouldn't
You would just curl up in a ball with like...
I would just...
I would curl up in a ball with a bag of Doritos and Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
So then, you know, they're fighting with her, whatever. Well... Or, you know, they come back in, see Selena giving,
like,
Hannah,
giving Hannah all these drugs.
Here, have a mouthful of these, or a handful of these pills. So they break that up. Well, then the siren goes off, which is like...
Like at the gates. Yes. Like where Jim and
at the,
Hannah,
like,
and stuff.
Checkpoint where they got picked up. Siren's going off. It's pouring rain. Jim is running around like a fucking lunatic.
It is... pouring rain. So Christopher Eccleston,
which,
and
the rain looks really cool.
It does.
It's kind of like
a
weird lo-fi effect.
So Chris, aka Major West, and one other guy go to where the siren was going off, and Jim is like, you only see him like running around. Like, you catch, like, a glimpse of his back, or you catch stuff like that.
He's,
it's
just
so
like
cool.
A flash.
Yeah.
Well, he bashes one guy's head in, and then he sets him up in the truck.
He sets him up in the truck, and Major West comes over and is just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
And I can't, so then West books it out of there. Mm-hmm. Because, there's some infected coming.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a shit show.
Yeah. Then Hannah is so fucked up, and she's like asking the guys are all looking out the windows.
Oh God, this
and
is
good.
And
she's just all high, asking him all these questions, like, "Oh, if he dies, will you be in charge?" Because she's got no idea if she's
being
polite. And she goes, "I think they've been killed. They're dead, and you're gonna be next."
They're dead now. Like,
she's just saying it like plain as day. Like, she's feels fine.
Selena's like looking over at her, like, girl.
And they're sitting there in these like red prom dresses. Well, and in the, like, right before that, Jim sets Mailer free, the infected guy
in the courtyard.
So he's running around in the pouring rain, thunderstorm, jumps up on the wall, shoots this guy free. So then this infected guy, I mean,
just a shit show.
He's in there. So he's running around chasing people.
The two guys, or one of the guys that was with Selena and Hannah, get pulled through the window, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
By Mailer.
Mm-hmm.
Mailer yanks him out the window right after she says that. And she's like, and you're going to be next. And like 1 second
later.
That
was a jump scare, and it gets me every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
It's so good. So we have Mailer running around, and then we have the guy that he just bit running around. And then Jim is like a fucking ninja ghost, like running around. He kills the cook. He stabs him in the chest with the bayonet.
Yeah, the cook like hides underneath the sink or whatever for a while, and like sees...
At first he gets away, because he's in the room with Hannah and them.
Yeah.
And he runs into the kitchen, hides under the sink, sees two of the infected take out one guy.
One of their other comrades.
Which is super scary.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
No. Well, first of all, I can't imagine fitting under my kitchen sink.
God, no. No. No, not at all. But, like, just, like, having to hide.
My butt would be hanging out. I'm hidden.
Hidden. You better be wearing camouflage pants.
Well, he was wearing camouflage pants.
He was. Oh, that's why they didn't see him.
That's why. So, this is like a shit show. He's running around. It's crazy. And then Hannah takes off. This is one of my
people
favorite
scenes. Listening to this are going to be like, wow, what a shit show. But it is a shit show.
It is a shit show. Hannah, one of my favorite scenes in the whole film, she's in this like red kind of ball gown, and Selena's trying to like corral her because she's so
she's just spinning around like a ballerina,
and
she doesn't
the
know.
The music is so good, and you see Hannah just run down this dark hall.
It's a really cool scene
in this like sparkly red dress, And she just runs off into the dark.
She's not like running either how you run with like your arms bent and stuff. Her arms are straight and she's just like.
She's like ballerina dancing down this hallway into the dark. And it's so scary. And then you later find out she's going back to like what was her room to look at a picture of her mom and dad and her together, which was sad. So Jim kills the cook. And then he's sneaking around. He runs into one room. Mike is probably like, oh, my God, in there. Listening.
I know. Yeah. He's like that every time, though. It's not a surprise anymore.
Was somebody getting your couch? No, somebody's skateboarding.
God.
He runs into one room, and he slides the bed against the wall. Jim does. And he finds one of the military guys hiding under the bed. And the military guy's like, I'm out of bullets. I'm out of bullets, which I thought was weird. He'd probably say ammunition.
Yeah.
Like I'm out of ammo, not I'm out of bullets. Anyway, he's panicking. So Jim's like toodaloo and fucking jumps out the window.
He really is too. He's like he, I'm sure he was thinking like I fucking care. Like,
oh yeah. Bye.
Okay.
Bye. So he jumps out the window and he's like, you can't leave me here. You can't leave me here. And I really wanted Jim to be like, bye. He goes out the window. I don't know where he's off to, but
he's
then
just running around on the roof.
Infected
like,
come in, and you actually see that guy get like kind of bashed.
I know.
Up, which,
do I feel bad?
No.
Okay. No,
I don't feel bad.
I do
then,
feel bad for Jones though, for the cook a little bit.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
So then, Hannah. This is a cool scene too. I don't know if she would have thought of this in her condition. But she, here's a...
I think it's a perfect time to think about hiding behind a huge-ass mirror.
She, like, does a half pull-up on the backside of this giant floor mirror, and because she hears someone coming, so she hides, and she does, like, a half pull-up. She's, like, perched behind
this
mirror.
So I think that it's a huge mirror, and there's, like, a little railing that's probably, like, an inch thick.
So she's a rock climber. She's a professional
but
rock climber.
But I'm thinking that the glass had to be held in by that post, right? But then maybe it also had a...
Like a bottom thing?
Like a bottom thing.
That she could put her feet up on.
Even then, though...
I am not that fit either.
Super tough. And I don't think the mirror is one of those mirrors that, like, bends. Like, I think it's
okay,
just, like,
it's
a stationary
type
mirror
thing.
That's the only logical
she
way.
She hides behind the mirror, and one of the guys comes in. I think it's Dipmouth.
It's the prince.
Okay.
The prince guy.
Prince Dipmouth comes running in, and he's, like... all bloody and gross, and he's looking in the mirror at himself, and I'm like, oh my God. And Hannah's just like perched behind
it. I know,
being
and
quiet.
She's like, you do see her like sweating and stuff, like she has like sweat running down, but that could be because she's high.
So yeah, that could be it. The grossest jerk whose name we didn't write down.
Asshole. Yeah.
Major asshole. Jim is outside. And he sees him grab Selena and say a bunch of filthy stuff to her.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to find somewhere for them. And Jim is not having that at all. So I probably said favorite scene of the whole movie like 100 times.
Well, it's a really good, it's a good movie.
Jim comes in through like
a skylight.
Jumps on this guy. Bashes his head into the wall.
Which.
A lot.
If you were Selena, you would totally think Jim's infected.
Oh, for sure.
Like, no doubt.
Okay, so Jim, like, bashes his head into the wall. There's blood going everywhere. Then Jim sits on top of him and puts his.
I covered my face because I knew it was going to happen. And I can't
watch
it.
I watch it every time because I want him to die so bad. I love it. Jim is like covered with blood. He sticks his thumbs in the guy's eye and just shoves his thumbs in there until he dies. Just kills him. What?
I can't even imagine
doing that to someone or having it done to you.
Both. Cannot even imagine.
And Jim looks happy about it.
He's totally fine with it, which I could understand.
So the music is all intense, obviously. It's dark in the room.
Yeah.
Jim stands up and his eyes
covered
just,
in blood.
He's covered in blood. His eyes are super dark. You can't see that he's still like normal. Mm-hmm. And Selena's standing there with her machete.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the first time I saw it, I'm like, oh my God, she's going to kill him and not know.
She's going to kill him.
So she stands there with a machete. He takes like two steps towards her and she sees his face and realizes that yeah. he's not infected. And then that's when Jim says that was longer than a heartbeat.
Ugh. Full circle.
Full circle. And then they kiss a lot and it's real cute.
Mike and I talked about this too. Would you kiss him even covered in blood like that?
One, it's Cillian Murphy. Two, it's the apocalypse. Three, he just killed someone saving my life.
Okay. I can hear Mike like chuckling in there.
So I assume that I would totally kiss him.
I'm just wondering. Because like Mike and I had that conversation and I was like, I'd probably kiss him. Yeah. Even covered in blood.
Well, he had been out in the rain. And I think he'd showered that day. So this isn't like a Daryl Dixon situation where he's like, hasn't showered in 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what like Daryl Dixon and Cillian Murphy combined would look like?
They would probably look like the T-1000.
But like younger?
But younger, yeah. Mm-hmm. Young T-1000. Anyway, because I think him and...
It would look like T-1000 in Fire in the Sky.
Yes, that's what I was thinking, but I couldn't think of his name in Fire in the Sky.
Perfect. I think his name's Mike.
Probably. Yeah, so then Hannah comes in and sees them kissing, and she busts a vase over Jim's head.
You would. I thought he was biting you. Yeah. I die laughing.
Like... Okay, so then they're skedaddling. We're the fuck out.
Yeah.
They run down, go to get in the car, and West is sitting in the back seat of the car. And
with a gun.
With a gun.
And he says, you killed all my men. And then he shoots him.
Well, Hannah, I think, had already gotten
in the car. Hannah had already gotten into the car. Because she was driving. She was the getaway.
Yeah. So West shoots Jim. Well, then Hannah, like, for being as fucked up as she is, she's still, like, cool as a cucumber.
Yeah.
She puts on her seatbelt at the gate.
Yeah.
She, like, drives super hard in reverse and lets one of the infected pull West out of the back window.
It's the guy that was in the courtyard.
Yeah, it was the courtyard mm-hmm. guy. So that was good, too, that the courtyard guy and, like, got his revenge.
And, like, West is like, Hannah, stop, stop. And Hannah's just like, no.
No, I hate you. I hate you.
Yeah.
You just shot, like, my friend. You were going to rape me. Yeah. You did all Fuck these horrible off. Things. So then they get Jim in the car. The gate is locked. And Hannah puts on her seatbelt, charges the gate.
Yeah.
You see a little blip of Selena in a hospital with Jim, injecting him with stuff. That, I mean, do you think you would have lived?
It was the lower left. I'm trying to think of what organs are there.
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
You could say my brain would be there and I'd be like, sure.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I think he probably would have lived.
I read fan theory that like the next scene, he's actually dead.
I would probably agree with that. Like maybe not. Like I could see how somebody would think that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, you see like a quick glimpse of Selena, like working on him in a hospital type situation, which would be weird with no power. She's not a surgeon.
No, but I think she could bandage him and like give him drugs.
So the next scene, Jim's waking up. They're in this like cute little cabin. He's bandaged up. I think it says 28 days later again.
It does,
right?
Yeah.
In the before that scene, so he's bandaged up. He walks out, sees Selena sewing. Him and so they're all like living in this little cabin on a lake in the mountains.
I would just fucking stay there.
Yeah,
I would have stayed there.
And then there's Selena sewing this big giant sign that says hello.
Mm-hmm.
Well, letters.
Yeah, letters.
Hello that they put on this hillside. And I imagine they can't like leave them out all the time. So they think they hear a plane. They go running, put out all the letters. And then like a fighter type jet flies over. Which, did you know? So I don't know if they say anything in English because I never paid that much attention to like what they're saying, but they like clearly say something in Finnish at the end of that.
Do they?
Yeah, one of the fighter jet guys.
Oh.
Yeah, so they fly over, they wave them down, and it's like the happy ending. There was alternate endings too that when they like previewed them with audiences, they're like, no, thank you. Like, we need a happy ending.
We need a happy ending after all of this death. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have just stayed there.
Forever?
I wouldn't.
This is my home now?
This is my home now. We have seen what it's like with other people.
Would it be like in Zombieland, though, where like the youngest one has to like grow up and find a significant other? Like Hannah would have to like find someone eventually.
That's true.
She couldn't just live with Jim and Selena. I mean, yeah. I guess she could. It depends.
It just depends. I don't know. I think after all of their shitty experiences with people, I feel like they probably would have wanted to have stayed by themselves for a little bit longer than 28 days. But
well, yeah.
I had something else to say to you. Oh, in the comics. How long are we?
We're long again, like usual.
Are we long again?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. Well, in the comics, Jim, like, doesn't make it past, like...
Oh, don't tell me.
Okay.
Because yeah, that's sad.
Okay. I won't tell you.
You look like you want to tell
God, me. I want to tell you, but yeah. So, I would recommend this.
Oh, for sure. It's
I'm
one
trying
of my
to
favorites.
Think of anything else.
I think I said everything I had to say. We're both like,
I know, like going over stuff. Well, the rage virus was based on Ebola. I think that is.
Oh, yeah.
That if you know anything about Ebola.
I also read something that Cillian Murphy is nude or shirtless for 30% of the film.
I'm fine with that.
That was quick.
Fine with that. Mike like edits this part out.
Yeah.
I love you. But yeah, I would 100% recommend this. But again, I feel like this is one of those that a lot of people have seen, especially if you're in like the zombie virus.
It's
genre.
Fairly popular.
Yeah.
I was going to say something about the stickers too.
Today,
people will either have them or they'll be in the mail.
The mail has been running very slow, though.
Okay, so people probably won't have them.
But they will be in the mail.
But they will definitely be in the mail.
So thanks, everybody, that commented your favorite movie on our Instagram page and
tagged
people.
It gave me
people.
Some good ideas, too, because there's some that I forgot about.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
So that's kind of why I want to do that, too, to maybe get some ideas.
And no, Pat, we're not doing Saw.
Did Pat pick Saw?
Pat,
no.
He didn't pick
Saw.
Somebody,
the Ritual.
Oh,
Jake.
The Ritual. Ugh, of course Jake would pick Saw.
Yeah, I don't want to do that one. That's gross.
I don't want to do that one either.
They're coming out with a new one.
I know, and I'm not going to see that either.
No, me neither.
The first, 2 minutes of it leaked online, and I was like, no, thank you.
I wouldn't even watch a preview of it.
No.
Those ick me out too much.
As we just watched somebody, get macheted.
Oh.
But it's different.
It's
totally different. We don't need to get into that because this one's a long one.
Yeah, okay.
But if you like what you hear and want to listen to us ramble more, we have a lot of episodes out on iTunes and Spotify right now. And we also have an Instagram page that you can keep up to date on what we're going to be reviewing, when all of our podcasts and stuff are out, which we usually post those Monday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Words are hard. But yeah, our Instagram page is /movie review, all one word, all lowercase.
And there's something else. Oh, if you listen to us on iTunes, give us a rating.
Preferably 5 stars with a nice little comment.
Everyone I know that listens to us on Spotify. So
okay, perfect.
It's not an option.
But all right, well, have a great week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.